Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mizrach's Baba Kama Perek Beis Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Receive a Gehagon Bikar of Mamesh. And we can be discussing how to define a Muad. Mishnah tells us Shar Mazik Rishos HaNizik Ketzad. What's the case? What's the description of a Shar HaMazik in the Rishos HaNizik? Remember we had mentioned that this is one of the cases of Muad. The damaging Shar is in the Rishos, is in the property of the one who was damaged. And this is always considered Muad. What's it referring to? Nagach of a gourd, Nagach, a push with its body, Nashach, a bit, Ravat, a crouched on Kalim, bought, it kicked, and all these cases are damaged. If it did this in Rishos HaRabim, Misham Chatzi Nezek, the owner only has to pay Chatzi Nezek, because this is a classic case of Karen, which is Chatzi Nezek, whereas Rishos HaNizek, if it happened in the Rishos of the one who's damaged, Rav Tarfon says Nezek Shalim, he has to pay Nezek Shalim, because he's always concerned in Muad, whereas Vacham say Chatzi Nezek, he only has to pay Chatzi Nezek. So I'm like Rav Tarfon told him a Kal V'Chomer, explaining his side, why, when we have Karen in Rishos HaNizek, full Nezek has to be paid. Because Umav HaMakam Shehi in regards to a place that we're very makel, we're very lenient with Shane and Regel, that's Rishos HaRabim. One is Pater for Shane and Regel and Rishos HaRabim, as we learned in previous Mishnayos, but that very same damage, namely Shane and Regel, were Machmir in the Rishos of the Nizek, that Nezek Shalim has to be paid. So Makam Shechmir al Karen Rishos HaRabim, Lashalim Chatzi Nezek, Einodin Shenachmir al Rishos HaNizek, Lashalim Nezek Shalim. In regards to Karen, then Rishos HaRabim were Machmir, we require him to pay Chatzi Nezek. So for sure, when Karen is in Rishos HaNizek, you should have to pay Nezek Shalim. Basically, the Tarfon's Kal V'Chomer is, we have three different types of damages. Karen, Shane, and Regel. Shane and Regel were very makel with in Rishos HaRabim. They don't have to pay at all. But in Rishos HaNizek, they have to pay Nezek Shalim. So Karen, for sure, which we're machmer with in Rishos HaRabim, the Chatzi Nezek has to be paid. Of course, Nezek Shalim should have to be paid in Rishos HaNizek. So Amar Lo, the Chum responded to him, Dai Lubam and Adin Lias Kenidain. Then it's sufficient for the one that's being brought from the Din, meaning the one that we're learning the Kal V'Chomer to, it only can be like the Nidain, the one we're learning from. Namely, Mav Rishos HaRabim Chatzi Nezek, just like Karen in Rishos HaRabim, is Chatzi Nezek, Av Rishos HaNizek Chatzi Nezek. So too, in the Rishos HaNizek, it could only be Chatzi Nezek. If you want to learn a Kal V'Chomer, that's great, but we can't be more machmir on the thing itself, which is the subject of the Kal V'Chomer. And since the subject of the Kal V'Chomer is Karen, we can't be more machmir on it, saying that it's Nezek Shalim in the Rishos HaNizek. We could say that it's Chayv in the Rishos HaNizek, but we can't say it's all of a sudden Chayv Nezek Shalim. So Amar Lahem, Rav Tarfon responded to the Chachamim, trying to redo his Kal V'Chomer. I'm not learning Karen from Karen, ani adun Karen me Regel. I'm learning Karen from Regel. Just like in a place that we're makel on Shane and Regel, which is the Rishos HaRabim, but we're machmir with Karen, in a place that we're machmir on Shane and Regel, which is the Rishos HaNizek, shouldn't we for sure be machmir with Karen? And so we see that Rav Tarfon is trying to change the Kal V'Chomer. It's not that we're learning Karen from Karen, we're learning Karen from Shane and Regel. And so Amar Lo, once again, the Chum responded to him, still, dial bomb and Adin Lias Kenidain, Mav Rishos HaRabim Chatzi Nezek, Av Rishos HaNizek Chatzi Nezek. Just like in Rishos HaRabim, Karen has to pay Chatzi Nezek, so to Rishos HaNizek, Karen also pays Chatzi Nezek. And at the end of the day, we're still learning Karen from Karen, no matter which way you were the Kal V'Chomer, and therefore we're not able to be more machmer on Karen in Rishos HaNizek. And then moving on to Mishnah Vav, continuing to explain what's a Muad, and we had said a person's a Muad. And here the Mishnah tells us, Ada Muad La'ilam, a person is always Muad, Bain Shegig, Bain Mezid, whether he causes damage inadvertently or on purpose, Bain Er, Bain Yashain, whether he was awake or sleeping. If he blinded his friend's eye and he broke Kalim, he would have to pay Nezek Shalim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.